So the pandemic has hit, and obviously your role has kind of changed. So how have you handled the pandemic, both with Southwestern Public Health as a job and kind of personally in your own life?
Yeah, so with Southwestern Public Health, as soon as we saw that the pandemic was coming, I think we, like everyone else, had no idea the magnitude that this was going to hit nationally, internationally, and locally. So we hit the ground running. We have a very strong leadership team and senior leadership team who work together with our frontline team, who we can't say enough about. They've worked tirelessly. We've handled it with a lot of hard work. And we've really found energy from our frontline team, who have been on the phone supporting our communities. They've been helping us plan these mass vaccination programs. They've been traveling around to the long-term care and retirement homes so bravely and so courageously that that's where we found our energy in order to keep through and go on with this pandemic. And really, as vaccines were introduced, we really saw that this was the light that we needed and the hope that we needed. And we really needed to work tirelessly to ensure that people were vaccinated as the vaccines rolled into our community. So it's not been easy, but it has been inspiring, especially of late, as we've seen people come en masse to get their vaccines and have been so grateful and so appreciative. Personally, I've not handled it well sometimes, as anyone who's worked in healthcare knows. It comes with long hours. It comes with long days. It comes with weekend work. It comes with answering your phone in the middle of meals and all of those things. So I've been very fortunate that my family's been incredibly supportive and patient in knowing that our community needed Southwestern Public Health to do the work that we do. And certainly we're holding on to the fact that life is going to get back to somewhat normal soon. We miss our family and we miss our friends, but we have to stay grounded that this isn't forever. And the harder we work now means that hopefully the sooner it'll be over.
Yeah, you mentioned getting back to the normalcy, and obviously your job kind of shifting when the pandemic hit. But anything else that has kind of changed over this past year for you?
I think everybody has that feeling that life before pandemic is hard to remember. I think when you hear it all day at work, and every conversation you have revolves around COVID-19. Every time you turn on the TV, there's COVID-19. It does become all-consuming and at times overwhelming. I think what really changed is how appreciative we are for health and how we've probably realized, or personally I've realized, how quickly life can change in the face of a virus that happens so quickly and so unassumingly affecting so many people, that it gives you a lot of gratitude to be able to put life and work and balance into perspective. I think the other thing that's really changed, I've probably always known this, but my appreciation for the frontline workers that we have in our healthcare system, or the essential workers that we have at the grocery stores, in education, all across those platforms that we rely on to keep life going, it's really created such an appreciation for the work that that those individuals do in order to keep life going.
We know Southwestern Public Health is that go-to place for especially us and obviously residents of the area. And being that person that, or that group and organization that people have to go to for answers and whatnot, what has been one of the biggest challenges you personally have faced during this pandemic?
Yeah, the number one challenge that I would say I've faced, as well as all of our teams have faced, is that this environment has constantly changed. The science has changed. The guidance has changed. We say one thing one week, and then before you know it, there's a new set of research or standards that have changed the way we approach things. And that becomes really hard to say, yes, we've had to change it, but this is why. So, you know, trying to stay on top of the changing environment has been at times an impossible challenge. So we've tried as much as possible to do that with a lens of transparency and to tell people where this information is coming from and why we've had to change some of our opinions or our approaches. It's really been hard to get to the point of being comfortable. And because we're always on edge of what's going to change, and certainly in this vaccine rollout, one of those things that is changing all the time is that vaccine supply. We're so excited as new vaccines like AstraZeneca are released, as the age limits drop, and as people consume these vaccines so aggressively, it brings us tremendous joy to see that our community is getting protected. But again, the biggest challenge is trying to stay on top of what's happening day to day, and sometimes that's hour to hour.
We always get so excited when we get those milestone updates as far as vaccinations or just the fact, no cases in long-term care homes and all those kinds of things that we just sadly have to get excited about these days. And what would be kind of an accomplishment, both professionally and personally, that you're most proud of this past year?
Yeah, I think, I can't speak to individual accomplishments because this has been truly the biggest team effort from Southwestern Public Health. And again, giving kudos to our teams who bravely went into those long-term care homes and retirement homes and partnered with, the teams there that have been so hardworking through the fear of the pandemic, seeing the impacts of those who are ill with COVID-19, and continue to show up each day and do that work. I think that the biggest accomplishment that I can say is that we've brought forward thus far, and we hope to continue that, mass immunization clinics, both in Woodstock, St. Thomas, and newly announced Tillsonburg, that hopefully are accessible, that people find are organized, that people find, proud to say that their community, in partnership with our tremendous municipal partners, healthcare partners, volunteer partners, have brought to the community out of a willingness and a drive to make this happen so successfully. So I can say that that's probably our biggest accomplishment, is that people are finding vaccines in their own communities. They're able to come and have a positive experience and be so tremendously grateful at the end. So those messages that many of our communities have sent us, thanking us for bringing this forward, really go to the hard work of our team. So our biggest accomplishment, I can say, is the amazing teamwork that everybody's put forward.